and it is our very great pleasure right now to bring you Tommy James. Good morning, Tommy.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
How are you?
You sound great.
Your songs have been covered by so many people. If you were to cover one of someone else's songs right now, what would that be?
Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Which song have you always wanted to do?
You know, well, I'm actually going to do that, and it's the funny thing is we're going to be doing an Unplugged album as one of our next projects, and one of the songs that I've always wanted to do, you're going to laugh, is Little Bitty Pretty One.
Oh, really?
Nice. I love that. I can never get enough of that record since the 50s. I never thought I'd end up recording a doo-wop record, but I love that record, and we're going to do a cover of it.
And a very special guest. We are pleased to welcome to the show Ms. Adrienne Barbeau.
Good morning.
While everybody, of course, remembers you as Maude's daughter, Carol, they may not be aware that you originated the role of Rizzo on Broadway. Are you surprised that Grease has been able to maintain its hold on the American imagination for 35 years now?
You know, Anita, when we opened, I remember one of the actors was in tears because he said, I can't have another failure.
Oh,
we thought we were going to close in 2 days. The first string reviews were not great. But I write about this in There Are Worse Things I Could Do. There was a little buzz at the box office, and the producers went out and found more money and kept us open until word of mouth and the magazine reviews came in. But the New York Times, they didn't get it at all.
Well, they didn't like Fiddler either.
Nobody. No. In fact, they gave us an opportunity to invest in the show. And I had, my $500 emergency fund.
Right.
And I thought, well, I can't spend it on this. Would that I had.
We're very happy to have with us Mr. Peter Tork, who will be appearing tonight at the River Moon Cafe in Forked River with his band Shoe Suede Blues. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Anita.
Which musical genres have you not tackled yet that you want to? I know that, over the years, you have done so many different things, contributing things like harpsichord solos. And
right.
I know you were a big fan of Bach.
I am.
And,
yeah, very much.
And, of course, I believe it was you who had brought in the Mose Allison song that became the basis for Going Down, which was pretty jazzy in its own right.
Yep, that was pretty jazzy. Well, Mose Allison's he's a very interesting mixed breed. I had the very great pleasure and honor to induct him into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame last
mm-hmm.
year in Patchogue. Because Mose was and it remains a hero to us early rock and rollers, because he combined straight blues pop with a very jazzy piano style. And somebody did a version of his version of Parchment Farm and taught me a chart, which was a very interesting little chart. And that became the basis. Yeah, we just jammed on that chart for a while, and somebody else wrote lyrics over the chart
mm-hmm.
and became Going Down, which has got a funny story. I don't know if your listeners know Going Down, but it's got boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely.
Baseline goes, and it goes very fast.
Flip side of Daydream Believer.
Yeah. And when Mickey first started to sing it, he had the lyrics. He said, floating down the river on a saturated liver. And I said, no, Mickey, it's twice that fast.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, he said.
We are privileged to have among us my friend Gary Cohen, broadcaster for the New York Mets. Welcome to the program, Gary.
The pleasure and honor is all mine.
I read a really great quote in a magazine article last week. It quoted Ronnie Darling, then a player, now a broadcaster, describing the clubhouse as beautifully vicious. Would you concur?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you have veteran players like Julio Franco and Carlos Delgado...
Makes us both feel young, doesn't it?
unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, he's a few months younger than I am. Jesse Orozco was my last hope.
There you go.
Actually older than I was. But in any event, you have cool older heads like that, and then you have the enthusiasm of the younger players. I think it's a great mix, and I think Omar Minaya is to be really commended for not only bringing in a good team, but bringing in good character, which is something that the Wilpons have been very focused on over the last half decade, and I think it's really paid off for them.
Opening up on September 12th is a Jersey film. It's called Greetings from the Shore, and joining us this morning is one of its stars, Paul Sorvino. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
I saw this clip from The Daily Show from 2002. You're a pretty fair impressionist. Who's your favorite person to imitate?
I think Kissinger, and everybody would know what you're doing. It would not take too much to do. And there's many other people I could do. It all depends on what the international geopolitical strategy would have to be.
What would be funny is to hear you doing the, because you can do both voices. You can do your Kissinger talking to your Al Gore.
Oh, Al Gore, I will work for you. I'm sorry he never got elected, because I could do him rather well, and he's kind of easy to do.
And you do him beautifully. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Go see this movie, everybody. It's a fantastic movie.
It's Greetings from the Shore, opens September 12th, filmed on the right. Barnegat Peninsula, takes place in Lavalette. You can't get more Jersey than that.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Mr. Servino.
And a pleasure.